ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, newbie lesson number 25. All dressed up and nowhere to go. 夏子さん for a newbie.
Yes, こんにちは。
こんにちは、 it's been a long time.
Really?
Yep.
Maybe.
Sakura-san has been taking over newbie duties.
Oh, yes.
While you're up there in the higher levels.
No, I'll come here occasionally.
連れて行って、 take me with you to the higher levels.
You are already there.
Natsuko, it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
So, what are we talking about today?
Departo.
Department stores.
Yes.
Now, Natsuko-san, when I was studying Japanese in college, they had the textbook and you open the page and you see the three women all dressed up in a nice uniform pointing people to where they want to go in the department store.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of these things that's in every textbook.
Really?
Yeah. So when I first came to Japan, I was really excited to see them in the department store, all dressed up in the uniforms.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the whole point of this is two things. One, it is true.
Yes, definitely.
Usually two or three women dressed up in really nice uniforms. You go in and you can ask them anything you want about, well, related to the store. So today we're going to be focusing on that.
Wow.
Finding out where what you want is in the department store. So you ready, Natsuko-san?
Okay.
All right. Without further ado, here we go.
すみません。家具はどこですか？
家具売り場は6階です。
すみません。紳士服はどこですか？
はい、3階でございます。
すみません。婦人服は何階ですか？
はい、5階です。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
すみません。家具はどこですか？
家具売り場は6階です。
すみません。紳士服はどこですか？
はい、3階でございます。
すみません。婦人服は何階ですか？
はい、5階です。
次は英語が入ります。
すみません、家具はどこですか？
Excuse me, where's furniture?
家具売り場は6階です。
Furniture is on the 6th floor.
すみません、紳士服はどこですか？
Excuse me, where's men's clothing?
はい、3階でございます。
It's on the 3rd floor.
すみません。婦人服は何階ですか？
Excuse me, where's women's clothing?
はい、5階です。
It's on the 5th floor.
All right, Natsuko-san, what'd you think?
I think these women in the information desk at department stores talk very politely.
Very polite. Would you say our conversation accurately reflects the way they would talk?
I think it does.
Yeah, I think the second response, adequately...reflects what they would say. And there's one more that we're going to get into. The Japanese is a bit tricky, but Natsuko-san is here, so it's not going to be an issue. All right, with that said, let's check out today's vocab. Natsuko-san. What do we have first?
Departo.
Department store.
Departo. Departo.
And this is short for?
Department store.
So again, we shrink it down to just Departo.That's it.
Yeah, that's it. For Japanese.
Yep. Crunch down, very compact. Next we have...
家具売り場.
Furniture floor.
家具売り場. 家具売り場.
Now here we have two words.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, what's the first word?
家具.
Furniture. Followed by...
売り場.
Literally, selling place.
Yes.
And we can translate this as a place where things are sold. And in this case, it's the floor of the department store.
Yeah, right.
So an uriba can be many places.
Mm-hmm.
It can be inside a department store. It could be outside.
Yeah.
Like a flea market.
Mm-hmm.
Although Japanese does have a word for flea market, but uriba is a place where things are sold.
Yes.
And in this case, we're talking about furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Next we have?
Kai.
Floor.
Kai. Kai.
Actually, the counter for floors.
Yes.
Hmm, is it the counters or is it the... You're not actually counting floors.
Yeah.
But the ordinal counter for floors?
Yeah, the right. Which floor you were in or which floor you are talking about.
There it is. Now, this is a high-frequency counter because in Japanese, there are so many buildings. Because
right.
So many people are located in such a small or narrow area. So
this is
high-frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a catch to counting with these. So Natsuko-san is just going to run through 1 through 10 counting floors.
1階
First floor.
2階
Second floor.
3階
Third floor. And notice the change here. In the previous two, we had kai, as in?
1階, 2階.
Here we have?
3階.
Third floor.
4階.
Fourth floor.
5階.
Fifth floor.
6階.
Sixth floor.
7階.
Seventh floor.
8階.
Eighth floor.
9階.
Ninth floor.
10階.
10th floor. Now, afterwards, you can just keep going like this to get the floor you're looking for.
Yes.
But pay attention to third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may also hear 3階.
Yeah, right. I occasionally hear that.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of okay. But formally...
Natsuko said it. I didn't.
Well, you know, people will know what you're talking about.
Yep. Next we have...
紳士服
Menswear.
紳士服
Now this is a great word. Not only is it a great word, it's also a very difficult vocabulary word.
Yeah, right.
I think there are a lot of people, maybe even in the middle or intermediate level,
mm-hmm.
who would hear this word or heard this conversation and probably didn't know what this word means.
Yeah, right.
So let's take a closer look at this word. We have two words in there.
Yes.
First we have?
紳士
Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, feel free to make an example sentence using my name.
ピーターは紳士ではありません.
Thank you, Natsuko-san. Peter is not a gentleman. Not really what I had in mind when I asked for it, but nevertheless, thank you.
Oh, I thought you were expecting that.
No. Here we use des, Natsuko-san. Des. Shinshi des. Anyway, the point is that this word is gentleman. Mm-hmm. Now, not an everyday word.
Yeah, no. Actually,
but
not.
This is definitely good for some bonus points if you're talking to your Japanese teacher.
Wow.
Then we have?
Fuku.
Clothes. So, these two words make up menswear.
Mm-hmm.
And the kanji for this, you definitely want to check out the PDF. Because inside the PDF, we're going to have the kanji. So when you go shopping at a Japanese department store, this is actually the characters you're going to look for.
Right.
It took me forever to find menswear when I first came to Japan.
Why?
Because I couldn't read these characters. I was looking for guys or menzu or the common spoken words.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, right.
So I could never make that transition when I finally made it to the department store.
You should have gone through all of the floors to find out.
Lovely advice. That's very efficient. This is followed by?
婦人服
Women's clothing.
婦人服 婦人 means ladies, right?
Yeah.
So this is also not a very commonly used word as is. But the word 婦人服 and 紳士服, of course, you see lots of those, especially in department stores.
All right. Now, with that said, let's take a look at today's conversation. We start off with the first customer.
すみません, 家具はどこですか?
Excuse me, where is the furniture? Let's just back up and walk through this. First, we have
すみません.
Excuse me. And here, the person is approaching the counter and asking for the attention of the information lady.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have
かぐはどこですか?
Where is the furniture? Now, let's just back up and take a look piece by piece at this sentence. First,
家具.
Furniture.
わ.
Topic marking particle. So the topic is furniture.
Mm-hmm. どこ?
Where?
ですか?
Is it? Literally, furniture, where is?
Mm-hmm.
But again, we translate this as, where is the furniture? Answer to this?
家具売り場は6階です.
The place where they're selling the furniture is the sixth floor. Or the furniture floor is the sixth floor. Let's take a look at this.
家具売り場.
Place where they're selling the furniture. Again, furniture, place where things are sold.
わ.
Topic marking particle.
6階.
Sixth floor.
です.
Is. Literally, furniture, the place where they're selling, sixth floor is. But if we just back up, if you go to the end of the sentence,
mm-hmm.
sixth floor is the place where they're selling the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth floor is the furniture floor.
Yes.
Then we have our next customer.
すみません、紳士服はどこですか?
Excuse me, where is menswear? Now here, notice, again we have すみません,
mm-hmm.
getting the attention of the person working at the information counter. This is followed by
紳士服はどこですか?
Where is menswear? The only difference between this sentence and the previous one asking for where something is
紳士服
is the thing you're looking for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And in this case, as Natsuko said,
紳士服
menswear. So literally, menswear is where.
Mm-hmm.
So please get used to this pattern. Now you have this pattern. It's in mm-hmm. your arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing you need to change is what comes before.
はどこですか?
All right. The answer to this is?
はい、3階でございます。
Yes, the third floor. So let's just rewind and check this out. We have first.
はい。
Yes.
3階.
Third floor.
でございます。
Is. Yes, the third floor. Now, here we have でございます。
Mm-hmm.
This is just the polite form of the copula. And the copula is roughly equivalent to the English to be.
Yes.
And to kind of put this into, well, terms that I would understand,
mm-hmm.
kind of the way, the most common way you encounter the copula is in its polite form, des.
Yes.
So this is just a politer form.
Right.
So des, and above that is
でございます.
So as we said in the intro, this is probably what you'll come into contact with.
Yeah, right.
At a department store,
mm-hmm.
because they're being right. ultra polite.
Yes, definitely.
And then next we have.
すみません、婦人服は何階ですか?
Excuse me, what floor is women's clothing?
すみません.
Excuse me.
婦人服.
Women's clothing.
は.
Topic marking particle.
何階.
What floor? And that's literally it. Nani, which becomes nan here,
mm-hmm.
is the interrogative meaning what.
Yes.
Followed by?
Kai.
Floor. What floor? Literally, very straightforward.
Very simple. Desu ka?
Is it? So, women's clothing, what floor is it? Now, if we start after the wa here and work our way towards the end of the sentence, what floor is, then jump back, women's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that wa is marking off the topic.
Yeah.
So think about it. We're just establishing the topic. Women's clothing, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And this phrase is also very useful.
Yeah. The reason we put this in here is if I went to a department store, this is actually how I would ask.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't say doko desu ka? I would mm-hmm. say nankai desu ka?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, what floor is anything I'm looking for would precede that, marked by wa.
Right. I think this pattern is really useful. This is what I actually use.
Definitely agree.
I go to the department store and say, すみません、婦人服は何階ですか?
excuse me, what floor is women's wear?
Yeah, that's very, you know, realistic.
Definitely. You know, these other patterns are here because this is probably what you're going to come across in a textbook. That's why they're here.
Right.
But more realistic is this third pattern.
Yeah, but if, you know, the department store is very used and you can't find what you are looking for, even if you're on the same floor, then you can use the first pattern. Kaguwa doko desu ka?
Excellent point. So we should have reversed the order.
Maybe.
What floor and then where is it?
Yeah, more pinpoint.
Ah, Natsuko-san, what would we do without you? And this is followed by?
Hai, gokai desu.
Yes, fifth floor. All right. So that's going to wrap it up for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod11.com. Inside, we have the PDF, things to bring it all together. Natsuko-san?
So, また来てくださいね。
See you next newbie class. That's going to do for today.